You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. The song we're listening to is one from the Wisconsin band The Modines that was released in 1986.
A former member of The Modines, Sam Yanis, is back in his hometown of Milwaukee this coming weekend performing a play called A Day for Grace with actor and playwright Doug Vincent.
The play combines Sam's music with Doug's script and deals with suicide, something that both artists have dealt with in their lives.
The play opens tomorrow at the Next Act Theater in Milwaukee, runs until September 8th.
Sam Yanis and Doug Vincent are with us now from our studio in Milwaukee to talk about their collaboration. And Sam, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
And Doug, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Yes, thanks so much for having us.
And Doug, I want to talk to you. This play is one that deals with some pretty tough stuff, including some things that we generally don't like to look too closely at, including suicide and addiction. Can you tell us a bit about where this play came from for you?
Yes, I can. As you mentioned, it does kind of tackle issues that sometimes folks have trouble approaching. And we feel like with this project that Sam and I ended up collaborating on and bringing together, that we were able to tackle some issues such as alcoholism and depression and even suicide. And the genesis of the original story is it's an autobiographical play, and it's it involves my true story of losing my dad to suicide, and kind of as a result of his battles with alcoholism and depression. But it's also a story of hope and perseverance and overcoming adversity as well with the birth of my daughter, Grace.
And the birth of your daughter, Grace, that's a story unto itself. That was obviously something that happened a lot farther down the road. Was it tough to go back and look at this stuff again after, you know, having survived it once?
That's a good question. And interestingly, in the creative process for me, even before I kind of got with Sam and Gary, his producer, Gary Tannen, I was originally writing the show fundamentally about my dad's darker story, obviously. And in the course of that creative process, in the course of that writing that script, my daughter Grace was born, and she kind of found her way into the story unbeknownst to me. It was unplanned. It was a happy accident, her birth. And the details of that story and that birth mirrored and paralleled the darker side of that overall story with my dad's death in such compelling ways that Grace found her way into the script.
Now, Sam, this was all going on, and you were approached, you know, after you had dealt with some similar things, but quite a bit afterwards. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this play.
Well, this is a very modern kind of story in the sense that Doug got a hold of us only about less than two years ago, you know, a year and a half about through the internet. You know, he contacted us about using some music for this play that he was doing. And I thought, and I think that even he thought, that he was just maybe going to use a couple of pre-recorded songs maybe at the beginning or at the end or something like that. And at first, you know, we didn't know if this guy was just some kook. You know, you never know who's contacting you these days. You know, so we asked him to send the script along, and he did. And once, you know, we got a look at the script, you know, it seemed apparent that he was for real. And this was something that was obviously well thought out and well written. And so we agreed to meet him. So we met in Albuquerque, where he was working with a director, his director at the time. And I guess before that, you know, once we realized what the script was about, we told him that that he should listen to a record that I put out in 1998 called A Good Day to Die, which was my response to my brother's suicide, which happened a long time ago. And he didn't know that record existed. Hmm. And so when we got together in Albuquerque, it was just really remarkably fantastic how almost scene for scene what he had written mirrored almost song for song what I had written like 15 years earlier.
Wow.
And so we got together like that, and it just really fell together very quickly somehow.
So it must have healed something or tapped into something in both of you, both having had suicide in your past within your own family. And that's, it's, an incredible thing to go through when you're young, and it must have bonded you together somehow.
Yeah, you know, that's true. But, you know, I didn't really know what to expect from any of this. And we just sort of were taking it, you know, one step at a time. And every step we took, it just seemed like this is something that somehow we're supposed to be doing it. It seemed right. It seemed natural. And the way it just all came together so easily, it just, you know, we just wanted to take it to the next step, you know, and that's what we've been doing.
And Sam, you play a song during the show that you wrote 15 years ago. It's one you just talked about, and it's called A Good Day to Die. Let's take a listen to it. Now, both of you have turned to music and art to cope with suicide. Doug, does using and having that outlet of art, has that helped you through what was a difficult passage for you?
Absolutely. It's such a difficult, taboo subject. Really, publicly, of course, but even personally, it's difficult to be able to access in a true way those areas of what you've actually unexpectedly experienced. So I think that when we have challenges like that that are as difficult as those experiences, for me, I almost needed some sort of entryway to be able to explore it personally, truly and fully. And artistically, I feel like that gave me a door to be able to open it up in a safe way and be able to explore those emotions in a way that was true for me. And I have to say too, of course, with Sam's involvement in the project, the way he brings so many more layers of depth with the musical elements intertwined with the monologues, it opens that door even wider from my experience.
And Sam, what would you say to that? How has using art and music helped you cope?
Well, you know, when I started writing songs, I always knew that I would write about, you know, my brother's suicide one day. And it took a while, you know, and then one day it just sort of came out. And it just really was a way to kind of exercise some demons and kind of, you know, you can't ever really get closure on something like that because, you know, you don't know why it happened. You know, I don't know why my brother killed himself, and I'm never going to know why, you know, but this was as close as I could come to just sort of kind of expressing kind of what happened and how I felt about it. And it was just a way to just sort of, you know, help myself deal with it and just kind of, you know, kind of get as much closure as I could, I guess.
And Doug, I'm curious about how the music functions in this play. You spoke of it as a door to go through. And so you've got these dramatic monologues that you do. And it's funny, too. I want to stress that there's a lot of humor in this play as well. But
yeah, thank you.
How does the music come in, and how does it work within the fabric of the play?
Well, that was an interesting experience artistically as well. I have to say I've never really experienced or seen a show quite like this, where naturally and organically it came together, where the music intertwines in a new way for this type of show, or really any type of show I've experienced, where essentially as I'm going through a monologue, doing my stories, Sam will be providing incredible textured musical underscore, which then often will lead into kind of an ebb and flow from my monologue into his songs, and then it kind of ebbs and flows back again I feel like pretty organically, where it'll flow back into the next monologue and the next story. So it really kind of is a new manifestation of this type of autobiographical show, originally a one-man autobiographical show that's since grown into this two-man collaboration that's I feel, truly creatively unique.
So like we said, there's a lot of difficult stuff. There's suicide in here and addiction, but there's moments of light too. And the birth of your daughter, Grace, as we talked about, that's one of them. And we actually have a clip from that scene. And first we're going to hear a monologue by Doug, and then Sam is going to come in on the guitar. And this is going to give us a sense of that texture that we're talking about.
The angle she comes out, she's exactly in line with me. Her eyes are wide open and directly meet mine. Her eyes are wide open, filled with fear. And the doctor awkwardly struggles to get that cord off. Wrapped around her neck tight like a noose. She's breathing. She's breathing.
You have a healthy three-year-old with you now, I know. We're talking right now with singer and songwriter Sam Yannis and playwright Doug Vincent about their collaboration on the play A Day for Grace, which opens in Milwaukee tomorrow at the Next Act Theater.
Now we'll check the headlines, and then we'll be back with more from Sam and Doug. You're listening to Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. We're back now with singer and songwriter Sam Yannis, formerly of the Bodines, and playwright Doug Vincent. And we're talking about their collaboration on the play A Day for Grace, which opens in Milwaukee tomorrow at the Next Act Theater. And we heard a very emotional clip about the birth of your daughter, Grace, as we went into that last break there. But as we talked about, there's a lot of laughter that happened here, too. And some of the clips that I saw online, give you audiences in stitches. Was this was this a fun play to work on too, even though it was tough in some ways, Sam?
Absolutely, because you know Doug is a very talented comedian, and so I had a few apprehensions about going into this, like, well, what is this kind of just a suicide ride, and you know, I don't know if people are going to be ready for that, but you know, as it unfolded, you know, you're right, there is a lot of, it's infused with a lot of humor. And so that was a relief, and I think that people, you know, I mean, they need that at certain points. It's, you know, they can't just we're trying to present some serious issues to people, but you just can't do that. You have to find a way where, you know, it's digestible for people, and Doug really has done a great job with that.
Doug, can you tell us about some of the lighter moments in the play?
Yes, one moment that I look forward to each night is a monologue I do about my childhood hero, Johnny Bench, who was a catcher for the Cincinnati Reds that I worshipped when I was a kid. And that's one of those stories that I enjoy bringing out there for the audience each night. As Sam says, particularly when you're tackling these sorts of subjects, it really requires some levity as well. And truth be told, that humor comes from necessity, from those darker places for me personally and a lot of other folks that I know who do more of the comedic work out there, where it's really kind of coming from some of those places and that need for levity from difficult circumstances sometimes.
Well, I suppose it's true to life too, because, you know, no life, even no matter how dark, is without some moments where you have to laugh even though things are bad.
Right. That's right.
What do audiences respond to the most after they see this play, Doug?
You know, the most interesting thing to me in my experience with audience reaction is how open folks have been to be able to come along for the experiences that we're kind of bringing them to here with the show and the play and the stories. And probably the most surprising piece of that is the breadth of the audience reaction. All sorts of folks across the spectrum respond in a big way. All kinds of different folks really have been able to come along with us, and that's a very encouraging thing to me. It's our hope to be able to open that door as it opened for me personally. It's ultimately not about me, and the hope is to be able to open it, that door, for folks across the spectrum.
Yeah, it seems like as a society we're kind of moving toward being more open about suicide and depression and addiction, but you know, we're definitely not all the way there yet. And Sam, do you see some of those doors opening up as you perform?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, the time has really come for people are a lot more ready to, discuss these sorts of things, and they're open to, being presented something like this. You know, I think it's sort of been locked down for a long time, and so many people are touched by these problems that, we're really just trying to say, hey, you're not alone, and it's okay to feel that way. And there's some value in talking about it and reaching out to maybe somebody else who might understand where you're coming from, because they're out there.
Do people tell you your story, their own stories, I should say, after they've seen this? Does it kind of open the floodgates?
A bit, I don't get to talk to that many people, but I think that's what people are being drawn to, is like, hey, I'm not alone, and maybe I can go there and find, some kindred spirit somehow and have some sort of outlet.
Now, Doug, we talked earlier about how you approached Sam to provide the music in this play. So how psyched were you when you got to work with him and he said yes?
Oh, I'm incredibly appreciative for Sam to be open to give that script a shot and see what I kind of had going there. And it is absolutely a great honor to be able to perform with them each night. I'm a pinch myself being able to go up there and do the show with Sammy.
Now, were you a fan from the Bodine's years, or had you been following the whole trajectory of Sam's career?
I primarily was a fan of Sam's through the Bodine's and had gone to a lot of live shows, particularly, which was kind of the original draw for me to approach him. I just had this sense from the live experience of seeing him as an audience member, of course, that, man, I feel like this guy is, he's going to get it if I'm able to maybe get in touch with them and have them take a look at what I'm doing here.
What was it about his music that made you think that? Was it just a presence he had or a gut feeling?
It's a gut feeling. It absolutely was an instinct and a gut feeling. And again, particularly from the experience of seeing him live, Sam is so adept at being able to connect with you soul to soul as an audience member to a performer. That was incredibly compelling and triggered that instinct in me.
And Sam, has the experience for you made you feel like you might want to do more on the stage or more work with suicide prevention?
Well, I never thought I would be doing anything like this. I never had any idea that anything like this would present itself. So I've been enjoying it, a great deal. And I certainly would be open to doing, more work like this. But we're here and we like to take it one day at a time, as they say. So, obviously we do want to be able to present this play to a lot more people in a lot more cities. And that's really the goal here. But, and we're going to New York, towards that end. But like I say, we're just taking it slow and hopefully those opportunities will arise. But that has to be seen, I guess.
Well, we have one more clip that we'll be going out with. I wonder if you could set it up for us and talk a little bit about it first. Sam, the song is called The Way Home.
I think in this part of the play, Doug is flashing back, to an earlier time when him and Jessica, before they were married. And once again, he's, dealing with some demons of rage that he feels. And you know, he's wondering, he's questioning whether he's going to be able to suppress these things when his daughter is born, and even towards his wife, I think. And I come in with a song that just talks about, like, you know, your family and feelings of connection and wanting to make a stronger connection. I think, you know, the way home is, you know, sort of a metaphor for, you know, your true self, and you're trying to find your way there, you know, your whole life, I think.
Excellent. And Doug, do you want to add anything to that?
I think Sam captured that well. I would probably just add that at that scene in the towards the end of the show, too, Sam's song is so eloquent in capturing not only the scene just previous to it, but it almost kind of wraps up a lot of things in the whole show.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to that as we go out here. And Sam and Doug, I want to wish you both well with this. Appreciate you being with us.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, thanks so much for having us.
We've been speaking with singer-songwriter Sam Yanis and playwright Doug Vinson about their collaboration on the play A Day for Grace. It's playing at Milwaukee's Next Act Theater from September 5th through 8th.
Up next is the news, then we'll hear about a new CDC study out today that puts a number on how many heart disease-related deaths are preventable each year in the United States. This is Central Time, and we'll go out with that song from the musical, the play we've been talking about.
On the way home, on the way home. Just a child and I was walking. I was learning how to grow every day. On the way home, on the way home. Now looking at my life, I can see the mistakes. Which way to understanding and forgiveness on the way home, on the way home.